Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This month, the U.S. Department of Energy announced several new and expanding initiatives as part of the administration's Clean Energy Investment Summit, including the launch of a Clean Energy Impact Investment Center, or CEII, which will work to make the department's resources more readily available to the public, including to mission-driven investors. Clean energy finance is a key part of the solution set on climate change. The initiatives announced on June 16th build off the Clean Energy Investment Initiative that was announced by Senior Advisor Brian Deese at the Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy Summit in February, highlighting expanded private sector investment in solutions to climate change, including innovative technologies with breakthrough potential to reduce carbon pollution. The CEII Center will provide technical assistance, a single point of access for information, connections to other relevant government programs across the administration, and consolidate public information on early-stage projects and companies that are currently engaged in partnerships with DOE. Moving forward, the Department of Energy will work to mobilize a broad range of philanthropists and impact investors to scale up investments throughout the energy innovation pipeline, from laboratory research and development to startup funding to growth stage financing. The United States and other countries are providing substantial financial support to the development and commercialization of clean energy technologies. But if we are to achieve our climate goals, it is imperative that we find ways to incentivize the global capital markets to invest in clean energy, said Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. The U.S. government is addressing the need for new financing through a variety of programs that support clean energy technology through the research and development, demonstration, and deployment stages.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.